Good morning. High pressure bringing us mainly clear skies overnight and chilly temperatures. Many locations waking up in the 30s this morning, even temperatures down to freezing, if not a few degrees below freezing, with areas of frost, especially across the higher terrain. A nice turnaround this morning and leading into the afternoon with plenty of sunshine, that same high pressure dominating the weather, and temperatures, while cooler than recent days, certainly still nice for this time of year and even a bit above normal, with readings generally in the lower to middle 60s. Mostly clear again tonight with readings back down into the 30s. For tomorrow, some clouds will mix in with the sunshine. Still, high pressure will dominate and keep us dry. And even warmer with the southwesterly wind flow developing, temperatures topping out in the lower 70s. That frontal system out to the west will head our way for Friday. As a result, more in the way of cloud cover, but still dry and warm with readings in the lower to mid 70s. Things get a bit unsettled to start the weekend and then downright stormy for Sunday and Monday. As the front stalls out over top of us, we'll have mostly cloudy skies on Saturday with the chance of shower. Still on the milder side of the front, though, with highs around 70. Then a wave of low pressure beginning in the Gulf of Mexico will work its way toward us for Sunday. This will bring a pretty good shot at a steady rain by Sunday afternoon, keeping highs in the middle to upper 50s. That low pressure wave will hang out close by on Monday, drawing in moisture off of the Atlantic and the Gulf, keeping the rain going into the early part of next week, with highs staying in the middle 50s. Finally, we'll have a bit of a break in the rain, still lots of clouds and scattered showers on Tuesday, cool with highs in the lower to middle 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a winter weather advisory is in effect for the passes at elevations above 7,000 feet in extreme southwestern Montana. 3 to 7 inches of snow is expected through the midday hours today before the steadier snow diminishes into snow showers and temperatures warm. Elsewhere, the weather has turned generally quiet across most of the lower 48, Alaska, and Hawaii. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Wichita, Kansas at 12:53 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday, and the last report of hail was at Stockholm, Sweden at 11:50 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility and 27 degrees with a northwest wind at 44 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 37 degrees, the dew point 30, 76% relative humidity, a north wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.29 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 3 at Grand Marais, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny near 60, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 73 degrees, the low 56, the average temperature 65, that's 16 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, just 14 hundredths of an inch for the month, that's 1.69 inches below normal, and 4.94 inches for the year, which is 4.89 inches below normal. There were no heating or cooling degree days in Albany yesterday with the average temperature right at 65. The average high for today, 60 degrees, the average low 38, the record high 90 set in 1976, and the record low 21 in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 6:10 a.m., sunset this evening 7:40 p.m., 13 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with frost likely and lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Springfield, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Johnstown and Gloversville, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 60s, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, warmer, lower 70s, more clouds than sun Friday, still warm though, lower to mid 70s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of shower Saturday around 70. A steadier rain Sunday in the mid to upper 50s, middle 50s with more rain on Monday, and scattered showers Tuesday with high staying in the lower to middle 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.